Thank you for holding. Is this Rich?
Yeah.
Hi, Rich. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. And I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara?
I was.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to apply a discount towards the listing. But did you have any questions about the placement on Google or what we'll be able to do for your company aside from just the pricing?
I guess my one question would be how do you, as because you're not directly working for Google, how do you have the ability to put someone on the front page for a search through Google?
Yeah, so Google has premier partners. That's what we are. We're a premier Google partner. We're located in Newport Beach, California, right next to the main Google headquarters. And the Google partners are actually given access to the algorithm that dictates who decides who ranks where. Google still decides, you know, who qualifies for the placement, and then they send the qualified candidates list to their partners, and we have a call center that'll actually call out and fill the listings, and then we also act as like the customer service department for that business owner.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we had a listing become available for a handyman in your area, and you made it onto the qualified candidates list. They forward that information over to my representatives, kind of like Tara that you spoke with in the beginning of the call, and then they call down the list until we fill that spot. Once we fill it, we close out the category, so we can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services.
Okay.
Okay. Have you heard of Mr. Levelhead or Jay's Handyman Services?
I may have heard of them. I don't know who they are, but there are, I know I have noticed more and more, maybe it's just because I do it now full-time, other people that do the same thing.
Right. Well, those are the guys that are up there now. So basically, if we started working with you today, we'd be leveling the playing field between you and them. I would like to say they're the top earners at the moment, not throughout the year, right? Because we do sometimes these guys, they get booked out for a couple months or, you know, a while, and then they decide, you know, hey, I'm not going to continue to pay for this right now, and then I'll come back when I need you. But unfortunately for them, if you try to shortchange us and cut us out, you know, then we just move on. We fill it with another guy, and he's able to solicit it as long as he so chooses on a month-to-month basis. So that's where we are now.
Okay.
That's actually what happened. So the guys that are up there now, like Mr. Levelhead, Jay's Handyman Services, these guys have a platinum package. Meaning they have their website done through their provider. They have their Bing listing. They have their Yelp. They have their Yellow Pages. They have Facebook advertising. You know, it's a full A to Z marketing campaign that they're using to go along with their first page placement on Google, which is ultimately the moneymaker. 90% of your calls will come from that. I can put you on that same package for a fraction of the cost. Their packages are set at $499 per month. I can actually cut it in half and get you going at $249 on a month-to-month basis.
Man, as nice as that sounds, I don't know that I'm in a position to afford that.
Well, most people don't. It's kind of like a catch 22. If you're not up there, you're not really getting the consistent flow of clients in order to pay for it. When you are up there, you know, $249 is going to be a drop in the bucket. I mean, if you're really cherry-picking through the leads, you know, that could be basically one job and offset that cost for the whole month, and then it's also a write-off.
And I've been doing this for a little while, so, I mean, I know. I understand what you're saying, and being that I had just started working with Angie, and that has really made me extremely busy, too.
So you like that service?
I do when I
don't. Most people don't.
About it, I don't like, but at least I can shut off and pause anytime I don't want to pull any more work. You know, I can dictate what type of work I want to do. I can, you know, manipulate everything about my business that I want, my hours and everything. So
Yeah, same with the Google listing. But the reason I say most people don't like it is because they use Google. Like, HomeAdvisor bought Angie's in 2016, and then HomeAdvisor advertises on there. I sent you actually another link, too, to your phone so you could see that the FTC is actually investigating them over this, because what they do is when they get a lead off of Google, they sell it to, like, five or six of you at a time. Only one of you is going to end up getting the job, but they're charging you all the lead fee, even if you don't get the job from that lead. So you wind up paying for things that aren't turning into business. About 80% of the guys that buy those leads, if they're going to five people on average, are not getting a job from it. They're just paying a lead fee. So because of that, that's why this investigation started in March on them, where it says Angie Affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs. And it's been an ongoing thing. Like, they may actually disappear. So I saw you were using that, and I kind of told my rep, Tara, to call you first, because I figured, you know, if you could do anything with that kind of system, you know, obviously you really got some competitive pricing or amazing personality or customer service or something that's allowing you to be successful with it over the other guys that are getting those same leads. I figured, you know, let's list you independently on the first page of Google. The customers can call you directly, and usually at that pricing structure, you'd wind up saving money. I mean, if you're paying $30 a lead, you get 10 leads from that system, and you're already $300 deep on the month. You know, this for $249, right, you get a lot more than 10 leads. I mean, everybody's using Google, you know, about 90% of them. HomeAdvisor only gets about 10% of the leads that are actually coming from the first page search results. So it's... you know, basically only feeding off of like the 10%, and then those are being resold, and you probably end up paying more. Whereas here, you know, you could be listed independently, and you're not limited on the amount of jobs. You don't get charged per lead or click or call. You don't have a third party intercepting the call and sending you the leads. It's a live human being calling you after just being on Google and looking up your services. So, I mean, your closing ratios are a lot higher, the call volume's a lot higher, and the cost is less. The problem with this is the availability 90% of the time is because there's only three handymen that show for a 30-mile radius. So we have to have one of those spots open up before we can actually put you up there. And that's why people end up buying leads, is because it's not always availability to put yourself on Google.
I completely understand what you're saying. Is there any, like, an email with explains everything so I could sit down, because I literally just pulled off a job.
Yeah.
So that I can go through it, and I mean, I know this is a time restraining thing because you have an opening on the front page, but
right.
I don't want to make a hasty decision without, you know, reading everything.
Right, right. So do you get texting on this number?
I do.
Okay, if you check your text messages along with that FTC investigating HomeAdvisor link, there's a link in there to our company's website with the pricing page and the packages. I actually sent it twice now.
I haven't gotten anything from you.
Huh.
Message-wise.
Okay, maybe that's the problem. Let me try this one more time. It'll come from a 714 area code. Is this a cell phone that we're on?
It is.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Let me, oh, that explains it. I'm missing a number there at in the text field. Here you go. I forgot the one. Okay. Okay, there you go. That's the FTC link, and then here's the pricing page.
I got that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was telling you earlier about the Federal Trade Commission investigating HomeAdvisor and Angie's. But it's been out since March 11th. The crazy thing is they've still been signing people up in that time period, which is kind of nuts. You'd think they would actually wait until that's all resolved. Or at least you'd think the FTC would stop them from
bringing
doing
on
what they're doing.
People, yeah.
Yeah, you know, especially when you're going through that. But they could disappear any day, you know? So it's kind of interesting because I know some people benefit from it, and I think that's really what the case is about. It's about determining, is this a benefit to business owners or a detriment? Or if we shut them down, how many people that are benefiting from it are actually going to be hurt versus the people who are not benefiting from it? It's, like I said, is, you know, about 80%. So, you know, it's really one of those catch-22 things. It's like you're helping 20% of those guys a lot and you're hurting 80% of them pretty bad.
Right. And I think I think I was, you know, like I say, all my experience with them as far as getting work is I was getting overwhelmed with work from them. I was getting so much work from them.
Yeah, that's more a testament to you more than it is the actual quality of those leads. That means that you have, like I said, either good customer service, you're a great people person, you got good sales ability, you got good pricing structure. Those are all things that come into play, because anybody that goes past my guys that are on the first page and clicks on that Angie's List listing, I mean, and they're there too. If you go underneath where I was talking about listing you, there's Yelp 10 Best Handyman and there's Angie 10 Best Handyman. So anybody that goes past those guys and clicks on it, they're price shopping. Period. You know, they know they're going to get quotes from multiple guys. So you must have some really like a reasonable pricing, or you know, you're really just a people person. You're very straightforward, doing the right thing. You know, and that's really what's resulting in you getting the job. I wouldn't really accredit Angie's List so much for that, although maybe they have connected you to your customers. But this is going to connect you to people who are doing a real search. You know, and they're not really just looking for the cheapest guy. Or docking you for every individual job. Like I mentioned earlier, if you buy 10 leads, even if they all convert, you spend $300 there. You know, with this, it's $249. You can end up with 30, 40 leads, and they could all convert, right? And get you a new job every day. So the margin for profit is a lot higher, and that's why we're able to offer it on a month-to-month basis. These guys, you know, smart business owners usually don't cancel on a profitable situation. You spend a dollar, you make 10, you usually don't have a problem continuing to spend that dollar. So, you know, we don't bind them to a contract or anything.
Right.
Yeah, they're coming back at their own will. So the pricing that I had you on, if you're looking at those... Oh.
Yeah, what I was going to say is... if I go through my records and I see that, you know, calculate how much I'm spending per lead, I would imagine that, you know, I average probably close to the high $30 to the $40 range per lead for the work.
Right. Not counting gas and everything else going out there, you know, the overhead starts to add up, and then the cost of the job. You know, that's directly eating your profit, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, this package isn't normally this cheap. Don't get me wrong. We're usually more expensive. Tara asked me to jump on the line because there are discounts that I could apply for your company being new. So what I was actually going to put you on is that platinum bundle there. It's advertised at $599, but for $249. So... it's actually less than 50%. I forgot our rates went up 2 months ago. It used to be $499 for the platinum. I think they're still on a $499 pricing structure for a platinum because they had it before the prices went up, so we don't change our deal on them, you know. But, you know, if I have you going at $249 and they're able to afford it each month at $499, it's double the cost. You know, you should have no problem seeing proper return on investment coming back. Not to mention, according to Google Analytics, you know, you can go back 10 years, you know, June through the end of September in this area is the most profitable time of the year for business. So, you know, you should be able to see pretty good return on investment over the next couple months to not have a problem to continue to use the program throughout the year.
So, and how often, like, would I expect, let's just say I signed up and you said it's month to month. And
right.
You just, is that a lock-in for how long?
That price would be locked in as long as you're with us. I'm not, the price isn't going to change. We send you the agreement in writing and you sign off on it, we sign off on it, and, you know, you have that on file along with your invoice receipts. So it stays 249 indefinitely. That's the kicker, you know. So even if we signed you up, let's say you say, oh, I'll wait for the next position, we end up calling you wintertime, you know, if the spot opened up again or next summer, whenever the case may be, you know, it's not just about the availability. That pricing structure is going to save you significant amount of money over time. You know, sometimes people use these listings until they close their doors. It's not something that they ever discontinue.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, if you have a marketing, you know, thing that works for you, why would you, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's profitable, there's no reason to discontinue it. If it's responsible for 50% or more of the customers that you're receiving each month. I know guys where it's, you know, 90, 100% at times. They're even subcontracting the workout.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying the platinum one, right?
Yeah, I could put you on the platinum package. So that's an A to Z campaign. That's going to get your .com website knocked out too. So we'll purchase a URL for your website. We'll build all the content for you, with you. And then, of course, and when I say with you, I'm not saying we're going to have you hop on a computer and do work. You know, we're going to do all the legwork on it, but we want to pick your brain, you know, make sure it's representing you properly. So we'll interview you on that.
Right.
But, yeah, we provide hosting, too. So as we're going forward, if you want to make changes, add photos, anything like that to the site, you know, it's just a phone call, and we make the revisions. So it's a lot more than just the Google placement that we're doing for you. The Platinum package is the type of package to where you shouldn't need anything else online. You know, you could discontinue that Home Advisor. You won't lose any sleep over it. And then as far as all the other directories, I mean, you're talking about Bing. You could generate leads from that. You have Facebook ads. You could generate leads from that. You have Yelp. You have Yellow Pages. You have Thumbtack. You have Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, all pages. I mean, it's even got Amazon Alexa voice search results. So, I mean, you'd be a top recommended option for people searching on Amazon Alexa devices. And it comes with tracking, too. So we can actually show you all the leads that are coming from the work that we're putting in each month. So that way you know it's profitable. You can actually sit down and evaluate it and get a general kind of dollar amount. Because we can't track the people who search on PC and then dial it into their phone. But we do track the mobile devices if they use the click-to-call feature, which is, you know, 82% of searches
right.
that are done on Google are on a mobile device, so majority of it. But, your tracking system will probably show a little bit less than what you're actually getting, but still, you know, it's a great tool so that you know it's profitable.
I like what I'm hearing.
Best form of marketing under the sun for the last, like, 20 years. I don't know where you've been living. You know, usually I don't got to sell you on it, but if you had an experience elsewhere and, you know, I could get it, or if you never tried it before, you know, it sounds new, and I know we always catch people off guard because we don't even know when the spots are going to become available ourselves. Google just kind of sends us the qualified candidates and my reps call out on it. So it's not like you woke up this morning probably anticipating receiving this opportunity.
No, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would maintain the first page presence when somebody in my area is looking for a handyman under Google.
Yeah, and it's not just handyman too. I think I didn't mention that. You get 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So handyman's a category. Within your category, there's tons of different services, right? Handymans are the most versatile services. So you can be more specific. Like if you want to focus more on like appliance repair or appliance installation or flooring, you know, whatever your niche may be in particular, we customize it so you're listed for those keyword terms or phrases too. And another huge benefit that you have is there's a system that's a part of your tracking system that'll allow you to actually see traffic and data that goes back like 10 years on each individual service. So that way you don't have to guess like, which keywords should I use of the services that I provide that are actually going to get me phone calls and traffic. You know, we come up with the top recommended during your client interview, and then you have final say on what you're listed for, and they're interchangeable. So you can actually switch out your keywords or what you're focusing on throughout the year. It doesn't just have to be a general handyman search. Somebody might be searching for a general handyman search and then call you and they're actually asking you to do something you don't do. You know, you want to kind of be very specific with your keywords so that way you're not wasting your time or the end user's time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So that's all part of the client interview process where we customize keywords, service area, and build your website. I'm getting real technical on you.
I'm taking it all in.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot, but it's worth every penny, especially at that discounted pricing structure. I mean, the amount of work that's going to go into getting the website and everything set up, you know, it's pennies on the dollar. You know, what we're really investing in with giving you these discounts is that you're going to love it, and it's going to turn into a long-term business relationship where we'll actually generate profit later down the line, not in the first couple months. If you tried it for a month at this rate and then canceled it, we would actually end up losing money on the site and everything that's in that platinum package. So we're really banking on you liking it.
And then the $299 setup fee?
No, I have the authority to reduce that to a one-time payment of $99. So your initial investment would be bigger than your monthly subscription moving forward. Your initial investment would be $348, then each month moving forward it would be $249, and it would stay there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So significant savings. When you really think about a platinum's $599 with a $299 setup fee. So usually these guys, if I was signing them up today to get all these products and features, I mean, you're usually looking at $898 out the door and $599 each month moving forward. So for you to get in at $348 and then $249 each month, I mean, should be setting ourselves up for a long-term business relationship.
All right. I like it.
If I could approve that pricing structure for you, could you see a value in giving us a shot so that way I could show you how well it works?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to create your online business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for My Dad's Handyman Services. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 847-493-9961.
Yeah.
Okay. And is Rich short for Richard?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Richard?
K-L-U-P-S.
Is it Klups or Kloops?
Either way?
Okay.
I'm not picky.
I hear you. All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing with all the products and features in that platinum bundle?
It is mydadshandymanservices@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user.
Yep.
All right. That's nice. If you use Google Calendar, that's really going to come in handy with your .com website. They can actually fill out a contact us form and request a time for you to contact them, and then your phone will just pop up a little reminder and their phone number you could tap on, and it starts ringing. You already know what they're looking for and what you're getting into. That's obviously if you don't answer the live call. It just navigates them to that section. And then what is the business street address? Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, and they just want to verify your business profile. They only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, so it's just one postcard they'll send over to you.
All right, it's 935.
Okay.
Knightsbridge Lane, so Knightsbridge with a K, one word.
Okay, I found it here. 60195?
Yeah.
Very unique street name. So once I put the B in there at the end of Knights, it just popped up here. Okay. And then is your company LLC or incorporated by chance?
It's ran off an LLC, yes.
Okay. So do you want the LLC displayed or do you just want to leave it as...
No.
Okay, I got you.
Because I'm going to be going independent, so.
Okay.
I'm going to be taking, I'm selling the business. The DBA, I am going to convert it to an LLC.
Adds a lot of value if it's already on the first page. So when you do that, obviously we're going to have to, you know, cross that bridge. I've done it quite a few times over my time here, but I'd have to, if they want to keep that placement, which, you know, it's a huge value to them, you know, could call me up and then we could switch over ownership, name, and a billing and everything.
Well, no, so the My Dad's Handyman service, that is going to be, right now it's a DBA off of an LLC.
Oh, so gotcha.
I'm going to get rid of it as a DBA and make My Dad's Handyman service LLC.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I'm selling, I have two other businesses that I do under the actual business name.
Makes sense.
And
okay.
I'm selling those with the business name.
Gotcha. Okay, how did you want the hours of operation displayed for My Dad's Handyman Services?
Well, I'm a 9 to 5.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, Monday through Friday. Yeah. What about Saturday and Sunday? Do you want to have it closed on the weekends?
Right now, I'm leaving it closed on the weekends, yeah.
Okay. We can always change this in the future, too, if you change your mind.
Okay.
Okay, and then can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, submit. All right, perfect. Okay. So that PIN verification letter, I just went to have it sent out to you. It says allow 3 to 5 days to receive that in the mail. When you receive it, there is a 5-digit number on the back of it called your PIN verification number. I'm going to need that PIN. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct number and extension. When you receive that, you can either text in to that number or you can call in to me directly, as well as moving forward. I'll be your point of contact for the listing. And then I'm also going to send over an email address for you to send in any logo that you may have or photos that you want to use for the website.
Perfect.
Obviously, we'll get more as we go as new jobs come in, but you know, just starting out, that'll give us a good foundation to build off of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I sent both of those over to you, and then there's going to be a client interview. As I mentioned earlier, the client interview, they go over keywords, the service area that we're going to be covering, and, of course, pick your brain on how you want the website to look and be displayed and represent your business. So usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for a full hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty open tomorrow. I would say what time would be, it depends on what time. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, so like preferred
spots. I'm not taking any work on tomorrow.
Gotcha. Okay, so the preferred slots for my client interview technician would be between 11 and 12. I have a 1 to 2, I have a 3 to 4, and I have a 5 and 6.
Can we do the 1 o'clock one?
You want to do the 1 to 2?
Is that my time one or your time one?
That's central time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. They will also send you a text message 1 hour prior to your client interview appointment. If anything pops up or changes to where that's a bad time for you, just let us know when you get that text. It'll ask you if it's a good time. You can select yes or no. If you select no, it'll actually coordinate me to contact you, and then we could always reschedule. But
okay,
let's try to get that knocked out though as soon as possible. Okay, I don't want to go into the weekend without having it. That way, I can kind of work on the site a little bit and know what you're expecting from it, and then come back Monday with a good head start. Okay,
sounds good.
Yeah, that's all I like to do on my downtime. Okay. All right.
Downtime, what's that?
Yeah, I know, you're telling me. I got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old at home, too, but sometimes I actually will just lock the door and sit in there and work. I actually enjoy work sometimes more than dealing with these two little guys. They're just a lot of energy.
I know. Sometimes it's hard to work at home.
Yeah, I'm running away. My lady's like, can you change this diaper? I'm like, no, I'm busy. Okay.
Yeah.
my escape route. Okay, so I got the client interview confirmed, and then the last thing you have to do to secure the listing for your business is secure the first month payment of the $348. How did you want to do that?
Let me get a. I mean, what are my options?
We can do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
It'll be a MasterCard. I just want to check my balance. I might have to move money then.
Okay, no worries.
And what was the amount going to be?
$349 exactly.
All right.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. And I know it's Richard Klups. I'll always call you Rich, but just for the documentation. Is there any middle initial on the card?
H as in Henry.
Okay, perfect. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. According to my system, it should start with the number 5. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5580.
5580.
9846.
9846.
2394.
2394.
7027.
7027. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1025.
10 of 25, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
533.
Okay. And then before I can authorize any transaction with your business today and secure this placement, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you, mostly because of the discounts that I've applied. But as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. Okay, say, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
My Dad's Handyman Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Richard Klups, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you've provided?
I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Rich, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
I will do my best.
Okay. I'm not going to ride you too hard there, but, you know, there is a thing on the back end of your tracking system that will start sending you notifications if it notices that you've missed multiple calls, and it'll ask you to go in there and get that information. That way you're just not missing the lead. So I won't bug you about it, but the system kind of sends those little reminders so you're not missing
out. Yeah, a lot of times with phone calls, if I, you know, I get so much
spam calling that I don't, if someone doesn't leave me a message, I and I'm busy, I don't normally answer the phone if I'm with a client working.
Have you ever considered a Google Voice number, like a tracking number?
No, don't even know what that is.
Google Voice number is something that we could do for you. You would end up with a tracking phone number, though, so it'll be like an 877 like business phone number that's posted on your listing, and it has a press one dialer system on it. So it'd have to have a live human being on the end of it, you know, press extension one to be connected to a live operator. That way, if it's some kind of like spam or not actually a human being, it's not going to make it through to you. Especially, I mean, most of the time you're not going to get spam calls from first page placement, but if you're already getting them, that's just something that we can implement, and it will kind of thread through that for you. So that way when your phone's ringing, it's not something that's just wasting your time. And it also has an app. It has an app that you download to your phone, and it'll actually, it's hooked up to the tracking system. So that way you have a app connected. You can go in there and actually see, you know, all the calls that you're getting specifically from your listing.
Is that part of the package?
Yeah, it's no extra cost to you. They would just, like I said, you'd have a tracking number rather than your actual number up there. So what they would see on Google might be different than what you may have on, like, the side of a vehicle or on a business card.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that would be good. Then I don't have to worry. Sure.
Okay. So you want to do local splash app and tracking number. Yeah, that'll help. If you're already getting a lot of spam, you know, I know how irritating that can be. I'm the same way. I'll listen to a call, and if for 2 seconds it's, like, not relevant to me, you know, I get these, like, ones from, like, Hilton Marriott from, like, a vacation I took 2 years ago, and they got my information trying to give me an offer. Okay. Okay, sorry, we're still on this voice verification. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement, we do ask you to give it 2 months, okay? But it is month to month. It's paid out 1 month at a time. So the initial term of your service agreement is 2 months. The initial payment will be made today. It is June 2nd of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $348. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle and all of its contents. I've reduced your setup fee for you, and I've locked in that discounted rate indefinitely. So when the term is completed, your agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the second day, but it will be in the discounted amount of $249. Okay. Now, you're not binded to any kind of contract, so it does state that you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time if you're unhappy. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. Like I said, we're not here to hold you hostage. We want you coming back at your own will. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing's due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. But there's no, like, cancellation fee, penalty, anything like that. We just kind of like, okay, you know, that's basically the gist of it. I don't think that'll happen, but, you know, we have to fully disclose that. And then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
Yep.
Okay. Now, upon your initial payment confirmation, which I'm about to process the first month's payment, you're going to get a welcome text message and a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It'll also give you access to an outline of the agreement in writing. And at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first and last just to agree. So give me just 1 second. I'll show you what that looks like here. Almost done, by the way. I don't know if you're on a time crunch. Okay.
No, no problem.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so payment cleared. You should receive the email here shortly. Or text message, excuse me. But that actually gets sent to both, but the text, I feel like, will be more convenient at the moment, unless you're near a PC.
No, I'm on my phone.
Okay. So So this one that we're looking for, the text, it's an automation. It'll come through. It'll say, Richard, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It may take just a second. You haven't received it yet?
No.
Interesting.
Forget the one again?
No. No, it's saved this time. I corrected that already. Let me go back and try to manually send it to you.
Let me check my email. Maybe it's in there.
It's sensible. Yeah. That's it, but it should have hit your text messages before your email. That's kind of strange.
Well, let me tell you.
It's weird how that works, huh? But you got all the other texts, right? You got my direct contact information and everything? Okay.
I did.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay.
There should be a section that'll say click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. And then you will find a full outline of the agreement in writing from top to bottom. It's going to have all the products and features that we're providing for you in this Platinum Bundle. Going to have the discounted pricing structure and the breakdown of that below. It'll have the pricing structure, the billing dates, the cancellation policy. It'll ask you to certify that you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, and then you would go ahead and sign your first and last name at the bottom. And then the hard copy of this will be forwarded over. So once you hit submit, it'll take you to the tracking system page and forward over the hard copy. That way you have it on file, we have it on file, that your rate's not going up or changing or anything like that for as long as you're with us. Okay. This is not a contract or anything. Remember, it's a month-to-month service, but this is just more so you have documentation of the agreement. And then you can thread through that. You don't got to rush through. If you have any questions, let me know.
All right. I'm just going through it right now.
Okay. Take your time.
Okay. Now it sends me to Local Splash.
Username and password. Yeah, so this is the account dashboard and tracking system interface. Don't worry about that right now. At the end of your client interview, they'll send you an email with the username and password, as well as a 6.5-minute YouTube video that shows you step-by-step how to use that tracking system. Right now, it's basically blank until we complete the client interview anyway. So don't worry too much about that. The main things I want you to focus on right now are just going to be that client interview tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock. The PIN verification letter when it comes in. Remember, I need the 5-digit code on the back of that. So if your missus checks your mail, you know, give her a heads up. It's a very important piece of mail. I don't want to have to resend it out. That'll definitely set us back a little bit.
Got your test.
Oh, gosh. Wow. All late. Okay. I got to let them know, like, what's going on with that. Okay. But anyway, more so just client interview and the PIN verification letter. Those are going to be the two biggest keys right now. And then obviously when you do get a chance, hopefully before tomorrow, but I don't want to rush you, whenever you have a chance, send in the photos and logo that you have available or what you have available for your website. So that way we can start working on that right away this weekend.
Okay.
OK. Okay.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm your account lead. There is an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment. I did send you my direct number and extension, so, you know, feel free to contact me directly at any time if you need help or you have questions, comments, concerns. I'm here 9 a.m. CT, all the way up till 6 p.m. CT, so I'm about to get out of here in a little bit. But outside of those hours, if you, instead of hitting my extension, if you hit extension 1, there's a 24/7 customer service department. So they'll still be ready to assist you.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I know you're going to love this. I'm really happy you gave me your trust. I'm looking forward to earning the other 99% of it as we go. But enjoy the rest of your – I know how it is, you know, especially when you come off another system like that and all the stuff that I just showed you about the FTC. You know, I was surprised that you were still, you know, willing to give me a shot after hearing about that, you know. So I'm going to make sure we get you taken care of, and I'll walk you through everything, too, to make sure that you know what we're bringing to the table for your business. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. All right, Rich. Well, thank you for your time today, and then we're going to circle back with you tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock for that client interview.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, Don.
All right. Bye.